This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A sharply divided Senate last night narrowly approved a slimmed-down version of the tax cut package proposed by President Bush. The Senate's bill suspends taxes on stock dividends, but that would expire in a few years in order to meet the $350 billion cost cap for the Senate's overall package. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Vice President Cheney presided over the Senate's final vote last night on the tax cut bill, ready to cast a tie-breaking vote if needed. The final tally of 51-49 made that unnecessary, but Cheney was needed earlier in the evening to break an evenly divided vote. It was for an amendment on what for the White House has been the most crucial element of the tax cut package, doing away with taxes investors pay on corporate dividends. Arizona Republican John Kyle sponsored that amendment, which cuts taxes on half of dividend income this year and on all such income the following 3 years.
What we were able to achieve tonight with the elimination of the double taxation of dividends for three straight years is extraordinarily important because it sends a signal to the market, to the rest of the economy, that we mean for this tax, this double tax, to be repealed.
But Senate Democrats were quick to point out that under this plan, the dividend tax comes back in full 4 years from now in order to keep the 10-year effect of the tax cut small enough to shoehorn it into the overall package. Montana's Max Baucus, who's the Finance Committee's top Democrat, called this maneuver absurd, irresponsible, and outrageous.
This is a huge yo-yo tax provision. Now you see it, now you don't. 50% 1 year, 100% the next year, 100% another year, then zero. You tell me if any corporation is going to be able to plan on whether or not to pay dividends or not with a tax policy like that. Clearly they're going to wait for the 100%, and they're not going to know whether it's going to be continued to law or not.
Three Republicans joined most Democrats in opposing the tax cut bill, while three Democrats joined most Republicans in voting for it. One of the defecting Democrats, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, said his vote hinged on an amendment giving $20 billion in aid to the states.
What got me was state fiscal relief. What keeps me is state fiscal relief, together with a strong dividend exclusion, because I'm very concerned about what we can do to help 401ks regain their equity positions.
The Senate's tax cut on dividends would be offset by raising taxes by $92 billion in other areas. Among those targeted for the new taxes would be more than 350,000 Americans who work overseas and who right now don't pay federal taxes on the first $80,000 of their income. Louisiana Democrat John Breaux sought to protect that overseas income from taxation.
It's a $35 billion tax increase on people making $50,000 to $75,000 a year in order to pay for a dividend tax cut that most people are not going to benefit from.
But Charles Grassley, the Republican chair of the Finance Committee, defended taxing Americans abroad.
This is not a tax increase. This is a loophole closer for people who live overseas. Taxpayers' dollars should, in fact, not be subsidizing an employer's cost of sending an employee overseas.
Breaux's effort to remove the new tax failed by a two-vote margin. Other Democrats criticized the tax cut for giving most of its benefits to the rich. They belittled Republicans' claims that the tax cuts would create new jobs, pointing out that more than 2 million jobs have been lost since the last big tax cuts became law 2 years ago. This one, they said, will only serve to deepen what are already record deficits. But Arizona Republican Kyle dismissed such concerns last night.
These kinds of accelerated tax code changes will provide the economic growth that will provide the revenues to the Treasury, among other things, that will enable us to afford not just the tax cuts, but all of the other things that we know we're going to need to be spending on.
But the tax cut battle is by no means over. The Senate must now try to reconcile its $350 billion bill with the $550 billion tax cut the House approved last week. The House bill contains no state aid, nor does it raise taxes to help pay for other tax cuts. Senate GOP leaders have promised they will not reach a compromise that costs more than their $350 billion limit, setting the stage for a showdown with House leaders who say only a bigger tax cut will get the economy moving. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.